Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
We ask that you do that which only you can do in this meeting. Let no one go the same way they came. Meet them at the point of their needs. And let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Good morning to you all. Will you please celebrate Jesus by clapping your hands for the Lord? I think you can do better. Clap your hands for the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. I want to thank the man of God in this house for the privilege to be here. Thank you so much. When my friend told me I was going to be here this morning, I said, okay, no problem. I am in the city to be a blessing. I had come for a conference at Ibadan. We finished the conference. And he was with us in Houston last month. He said, I have to be here when I come. I said, okay. So thank you for giving us the privilege to be in this house this morning. Hallelujah. How many of you want something from God this morning? You know, listen to me. 2 plus 2 in the equation of life is not 4. In every other equation, 2 plus 2 is 4. I mean, you all did math in school. And I know we call it mathematics in Nigeria. In US, it's math. You all did that in school. And they always tell you 2 plus 2 is 4. But in the equation of life, 2 plus 2 is not 4. 2 plus 2 in the equation of life is X. Where X is variable. And it is determined by the forces working for you or forces working against you. So your 2 plus 2 could be minus 10. Because there are forces who said you won't get it right. And your 2 plus 2 could be 2,000. Because there are forces that multiplies your result. Are you listening to me this morning? Something is about to happen to you that will change the outcome of your life. I don't think the people I'm sent to are still here this morning. I don't think the people I'm sent to are here. If you are here, your amen is going to be louder. I said something is about to happen to you that will change the outcome of your efforts. Many people put fantastic effort into life, but the result cannot commensurate to the effort inputted. They did their best. But it's not about your best. It's about the forces that are working for you or the forces working against you. There are people you went to school together and they are far ahead of you. Some of them are still your equal. Some of them you are better than. That is how the forces of life rate people. But one thing can be sure. When God changes the equation, it always ends in your favor. Oh God, are you really ready this morning? I I said, God is about to change the equation to end in your favor. I'm not going to take your time this morning. Turn your Bible with me to a common psalm. Psalm 23. I have a message for somebody this morning. Psalm 23. Oh, it's a very common psalm and we're used to it. Psalm 23, and I'm going to read verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my herbs and my cup runneth over. Oh, you may be seated. Within few minutes, as I bring the word of the Lord, trusting him to give us a great time in his presence this morning, I'd like to share with you quickly on the subject, God is about to throw you a party. You didn't hear what I said. God is about to do what? Throw you a party. You know, it's very important for you to enjoy parties. It does not matter who you are. Everyone enjoy parties. Whether you are introvert, extrovert, whatever you call yourself. When you get to a good party, you enjoy it. You might not like to drink, you might like to eat. You might not like to eat too much, you might like to snack. You might not like a lot of snack. You might like the music and just shaking your head. You might not like to jump up and dance, but you just want to sit in one corner and you're just enjoying the rhythms. One way or the other, party are for fun. And God doesn't always throw a party until somebody deserves it. Are you listening to me? Life must have beaten you from every corner. David began to talk from the beginning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He began to talk about what God has done for him. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He restoreth my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He began to talk about all kind of things. But when he got to verse 5, he said, thou prepare a table before me. Oh, it was God that went to the market. It was God that organized the event. Oh God. When God organized the event, it's a master event. You didn't hear what I said. When God organized, you have event planners in Nigeria. When there are best event planners, that when they are done with your event, it's the best. But when God decides to prepare a table for you, it cannot be a normal table. Don't forget, our God is the best. If God decides to go to the market and make selection for you, something good must be on the table. Oh God, I can't see people salivating this morning. Yes, I think I expect people to be salivating, to be expecting what God is going to dish out from his kitchen to my table this morning. God is about to throw you a party. God is about to change your story. God is about to honor you in a big way. God is about to take you to the next level of your blessing. You have walked in your struggle. You have walk in your pain. You have cried and it looks like it's not there. But he said, I arrived this morning and I've made the party ready for you. Get ready for a dance. Life can be very challenging. I was preaching for a wonderful man of God, Reverend Gbenga Kotila in Ibadan. All this group, we've been friends for 30 something years. I didn't just meet Pastor Ayo. I met him about 26, 27 years ago. So I've met them for a long time. And sometimes when I tell them my story, they can't believe it. I was raised in one little city in Osun State. When you are just entering Osun State, there is a city called Dodo City. I hope you can remember where they sell Dodo. That's where I was born. That's where I was raised. And I remember my dad was a good man. He had just 6 wives. And I happened to be... pay attention here. Don't let that carry you away. There are people who had more in the city. So he was a good man. He just had 6. And I happened to be the first son. And I had a blessing, a very good blessing. The only thing that I was given access to, the only property I had, was a 2.5 bed. We were 4 boys living in one room. The guests had their own room separate. But I had access to a 2.5 bed. And on that 2.5 bed, God, in my moment of worship and prayer, will begin to tell me he will take me to nations. And nations I can't see. Nobody had ever traveled in my family. So when God talks about nation, I can't figure it out. When God talks about traveling to different places, you will speak my word in nations. It doesn't look like it. I just started traveling to nations. I've not gone that far. I just reached 42. I'm trusting him to take him to more. Are you getting what I'm saying? But when he was talking about it, it looks impossible. Because everything around me cannot talk about nations. I was actually believing God for my WAEC. That was a different story. Are you getting what I'm saying? If I go on that dimension, you're going to see how God can change people's story. Because I had done WAEC for 5 times. And all the 5 times, the results were not released. So all my brothers, 2 of them, met me in the same class. And after a long time of prayer, one day, they said they released one of my results. And we got there to check. It was an F9 all through, including Yoruba. I did sciences, so I wasn't a stupid guy. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are forces that make sure your future that is great, you can't get there. Now, one day I'd gone to the mountain to pray. You know, if you grow up in the Kire area, you will learn how to go to mountain by force. Because the Kui mountain is just by your side. And the mountain has to be a normal experience. I don't even think I can climb one right now. But I have climbed so many in my life. And I got to the mountain to pray, and I was praying. And in the moment of prayer, I entered into a vision the 3rd day of the prayer. And I saw my school uniform nailed into one of the roofing woods of our old house. That was the house built by my grandfather. And I was praying, what is that? So that's my school uniform. I knew it. And I was asking God to break it and drop it. And in that vision, the rain started to fall. The wind blew and the roofing sheet on the top of that spot broke off. And that wood broke and dropped to the floor. And I came out of the vision. I was so excited. I didn't know what it meant, but I know it was a deliverance. Only for me to get home and actually find out that the wind blew truly, the rain fell truly, and the exact spot was broken, and the wood dropped. And 2 weeks after, 4 WAEC results with many distinctions and credit were released that can go to any of the resort, can do any courses in any of the university. pastor, you didn't hear what I'm talking about. I said, God is about to throw you a party. Yeah. So the guy begging for result had the opportunity to go study electrical electronics. So I graduated. I'm an electrical electronics engineer. But I'm a preacher. Are you getting what I'm saying? You're going to understand what I'm talking about. That's why I introduce it with a very important point. There are forces in life that makes your result not to commensurate to the effort you are putting into life. And if there are any forces holding you down, God is breaking their chain this morning. You didn't hear me. I said, God is breaking their chain this morning. And you're going to go forward. 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 God is going to throw you a party. It's your season of celebration. Somebody say, it's my season. It's my season. It's my season. It's my season. God can do great things. Man of God, I have seen things in my life. I was sent to villages. I can preach perfectly in Yoruba. Perfectly. I still did one this Wednesday. They were having a Yoruba meeting. And Mbeki Nkotila brought me there. And the pastor of the place was called the Breakfast Church in Ibadan. He was speaking a good Yoruba. I said, this is a Yoruba meeting. He said, yes. I said, okay. And he said, no, but don't mind. Just, I said, man of God, I started ministering in the villages. I wasn't called to schools. I did crusade in every single village corners. I have been in crusade where the lady that led my praise worship to start the revival got blind after finishing praise worship. That they put 4 gas lamps before her and she couldn't see. She said, bring the light. I said, 4 gas lamps. I have been in a meeting while we finish having the meeting and the hand of the lady that was interpreting me turned. The hand turned upside down like this. This place came to this place. So I understand powers. I understand principalities. I understand forces. Because, sorry to say, I always say I'm not a Lagos brethren. I know what demons and who demons are. Are you getting what I'm saying? But I come to announce to you, if there's any one of them that has made up their mind that you won't go scot-free, it's your season of deliverance. It's your season of liberation. It's your season of testimony. David was kept at the back of the jungle. The story about his life, theologians believe that David was a bastard. That was what the theologian believed. Or he was a child out of wedlock. Because he said, in sin did my mother conceive me. You know, in the Old Testament, only women can commit adultery. Oh, you didn't know that? They brought the woman to Jesus and said she was found in adultery. Did they brought the man? No. Is adultery one way sin? You see, she was found in adultery and they were going to stone her to death. Why? She was a woman. In the Old Testament, only women can commit that adultery. In the New Testament, it could be both. But Old Testament, men cannot be questioned. That was an unjustified law. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to me this morning? Is somebody listening to me this morning? So there are times in life that the circumstances and situations zero in on you. And David came from that side of life. His brother left him behind. You forgot when he got to the front of the wall and he was talking to the brother, and the brother said, I know the pride of your heart. How did you leave those little sheep that you were taking care of? You came here to show yourself. Because in his growing up lineage, he was not permitted to even be recognized. They left him in the jungle. In the day of their announcement, when the prophet came and said, gather all your sons, the father couldn't bring him out. Because by the structure of the Old Testament, he was not supposed to be one of the people that God was going to use. Is there anyone here that life has brought you to the back? And you are not part of those that were supposed to be used. I have come like the prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse. And I've come to announce that we will not sit down until that one that is in the jungle is brought out this morning. Oh, you didn't hear what I say. I say we are not sitting down until you are enthroned. We are not sitting down until you are anointed. We are not sitting down until you are celebrated. We are not sitting down until you are honored. We are not sitting down until you are promoted. We are not sitting down until you are praised. We are not sitting down until you are lifted. We are not sitting down until you are celebrated. Say, God is about to throw me a party. So I had those experiences. I knew what it is to struggle. And I give God all the praise, because everything I thought, everything I asked, everything I looked for, everything I ever expected as a small boy, I was sharing with some people. My dad was a great guy. He was rich to his level. Are you getting what I'm saying? If somebody has 6-7 houses, it wasn't small. If somebody has more than 6-7 cars, it wasn't small. By the time I was 14, I was given a car in the house to drive. So it wasn't that the family was poor. It was just that there were too many. Are you getting what I'm saying? But by the time I was 45, everything he achieved in his life, God has given them to me. Everything, the total sum of his total life, God had given everything to me when I was celebrating my 45th birthday. Can you imagine that? God can be so awesome. I know he's been promising you, and you are asking, how is it going to happen? I come to announce to you, it can happen. You didn't hear what I'm here to say. By the time I was 50, everything, every car I had ever thought of to drive as a young boy, that when a car passed and say, oh, God will bless me, me too will drive this car, I had driven everything. Yeah, I mean, some of them I bought 2 or 3 times. Because God can change the music. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh God. I have a word for someone. And something is triggering in my spirit. But I want to explain, because you can feel God is unfaithful. most especially when you have stayed too much at the backside of the jungle. All my friends started traveling. All my friends started succeeding. And I was still going to village work. I'll come to the city to preach for them in their campuses. And I go back to do my village evangelism. I had a team from my school. We take our buses, our trucks, and go to village. There were sisters in the fellowship, in our home fellowship that time, that if they say, "Oh, Brother David like you," they will say, "God forbid." Because some of them used to call me ruggedy, that I was too rugged. They say, "Brother David doesn't have time for relationship, he's ruggedy." Because I was going to village. I thank God for my wife. She was part of them. We grew up together. She watched everything. I was with her in the Sunday school. I was with her at the children's service. But she just believed that God's hand was upon me. When she got engaged to me, some people advised her to walk away. They said, this guy graduated as an engineer. You are a nurse. The guy has refused to work. You will be feeding him. And when we got to US, she was about to be a matron before we left Nigeria 20 years ago. I live in 20 years in America. I can't believe that. It was 2004. When we were about to leave, she was about to be a matron, working with the state government as a nurse. And when she went to a night shift, just one shift of 8 hours, she came back home and started crying. I said, "Why are you crying? Did anybody do anything wrong? They did something wrong at work? Did I offend you?" She was just crying. So at the point, I was able to persuade her to stop crying. And she said, "They showed me what my one shift is, the amount I was going to be paid for one shift." He said, "It was more than what I was making 1 month in Nigeria." He said, "That was why I was crying." And she sang a song that I cannot forget, that made me roll on the floor. "Oh God, why is God making me tell a story like this? There are people here that are feeling what God, you told me. Man of God, God is about to change the move. Get ready for explosion. Get ready for explosion. Listen, what I see coming upon you is a grace for speed. As it came upon Elijah, that he began to run on his leg and outran Ahab that was running on the chariot. The Lord said, I should tell you, don't mind the people going ahead of you, because you're going about to receive a grace that will come upon you. Not only will you meet them, you will bypass them. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. Receive the grace." I know what I'm talking about. When I talk about experiences, I know what I am talking about. God can take you from the back and bring you to the front. She began to sing, and she sang a very good Yoruba song. And I said, "Where do you find that song?" She said, "Well, I just remember one song and I changed the thing by myself." I said, "Okay, sing it again." She said, "Mo faramo Olorun Adeboye. Mo faramo Olorun Adeola." My first name is Adeola. David is just the other name that is easier to call you David in America than Adeola. He said, "Ipe yi yemi o mo faramo." So she will just be driving, coming back home. The day I bought her first Range Rover Sport, cash down. She sang, Mufara Molonua. These were people who somebody told that you will be the one feeding him. Because he chose to answer God's call. And at the initial stage, it looks like I was stupid. Everybody thought. In fact, there were people who were very close. The ladies that used to follow me to meetings, that used to go to the village evangelism with me. And I came home and one of them was talking in the front, in the presence of her husband. And said, Sister Lola was so lucky. She doesn't go with us to villages. But why was he the only one that married you? Our God must have blessed her just secretly like that. I said, because all of you who were supposed to marry me were blind. What you saw was Brother Ogedi. There are something I will encourage you to do in your walk with God. Be focused. Even when nothing is working. There are days in our lives that nothing will work. There are days in our life that everything will look like we are just guessing the journey. There are days in our lives that life will become very uncomfortable. Oh, I'm very sure the woman of God must have experienced it when this guy will pack everything and put it on church. And even food in the house will become speaking in tongue to get. God is about to give you a return. He said there is nothing anyone putting in God's work in the kingdom. He said, I will give back 100%. That's the only one he promised 100-fold. Not even 100%. That's a mistake. He said, I will give 100-fold in this world and in the world to come. So every time you let it go when it was not convenient, it's going to give you 100-fold of that. When it starts, you will wonder what you did to deserve it. Hallelujah. 5 years in the United States, God broke everything. 5 years. By the time I was 5 years in the United States, I was in my house. Built, I picked the land, I picked the design. It wasn't that somebody had built it, I bought it. No. I picked the land, I picked the design. I picked everything there. And they built it for us. And by the time I was 10 years in the United States, the house was paid off with no interest. Paid. Because God can awesomely open a door for you. Oh God, I like that song. Open the floodgate of heaven. And he opened the floodgate and the rain just begin to pour. Oh, I see an outpouring coming upon you. I say, I see an outpouring coming upon you. I see an outpouring coming upon you. God is about to throw you a party. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You've been praying that your enemy should die. You've been praying that your enemy should be no more. You've been praying that something evil happened to your enemy. God said, leave them alone. Leave them alone. No one can stop me. I'm about to bless you so much that they will witness when I set the table before you. They will witness when I set the open doors before you. They will witness when I give you the promotion I prepare. They will witness when I lift you up and they will be able to do nothing about it. They will witness when I set you on the high for everyone to see and they wouldn't be able to do anything about it. As I close, my dad looked at me one day when I was looking for the result. And he said, I don't think you can succeed.
said it.
He said, if you don't stop all this fellow goat, you are going. Fellowship was one that taught to fellow goat. I can't see you succeeding. I had no answer because the vision hasn't spoken. When I graduated and I decided to go to ministry, I told him I was going to the seminary. He said, why do you want to go to the seminary? I said, I just want to learn about the Bible I want to preach. I'm a theologian. So I didn't just go to Bible school. I did 1 year Wobi course, and I went to full-time 4-year theological college. I had masters of divinity. I have doctors of divinity. Because I wanted to know what the Bible is really saying. I like revelation, but I like clear understanding. And he laughed at me. He joked. And he said, we will see at the end of the day. God showed him before he died. And the day he died, I think that was 2013. I had come home for his burial. They said I should give them 3 months to plan. I gave them 3 months to plan, put the man in the morgue. I came home. They were going to do the burial on Friday. I had come on Wednesday. And I met all the people that have been holding meetings. They did some fantastic meeting. I said, what's the budget? They said, 2.5 million. I said, that's not bad. Okay, what do you have on the ground? You have been holding meeting for 3 months. They did so good. They are 30,000. And the 30,000 they have, only 20,000 was at hand. 10,000 was a promise. And where I was sitting, meeting with them, I had 3 million cash in my bag that day. And another $7,000 inside my bags. And I smiled. I said, the man is going to enter the grand in a grand style. And by the time we were done, it was one of the best that had ever been done in that city. That was the man that looked at me. I said, I don't think you will succeed. Are you going to a situation where people would look at you and say, you don't look it? Well, you may not look it, but God is looking at it. I don't have to look it, but God can be looking at it. Because it's only Him that can make everything come to reality in our lives. Our wisdom can't bring it to pass. Our knowledge can't bring it to pass. But I come in the name of the Lord this morning. Oh, I come to this house of Jesse, holding the anointing oil in my hand. And I say to Jesse, is there yet another son? Is there yet another daughter? Oh, struggling at the backside of the jungle, looking for help to come, looking for ways to walk, fighting with the animals, trying to survive, singing to the animals. He was singing and dancing in helps to the sheep, but God is about to bring the same song that was being sung to the animal, to the palace. God is about to bring you to your fulfillment. Is there anyone I'm sent to in this hour this morning? Stand up on your feet, everyone. Say, I am the one. Hey, God just said, I should come and encourage you. I was praying. He said, no. Just go there and declare to them, I'm about to throw them a party. Yeah. God is about to throw this church a party. Yeah. Man, listen to me. You have been climbing the mountains of promises. God said it's season for the mountain of fulfillment. Yeah. He said, every word I've spoken to you, I'll bring to pass. Every word. He says, I am not a man that should lie, nor the son of man that I should change my word. Everything I've spoken, I am bringing them to reality. It's the season of your fulfillment. 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 It's your season of fulfillment. Be faithful in your service. The only one he expected is still what to do is to be faithful. If I wasn't faithful serving in the jungle, it wouldn't take me to nations. But I was faithful when I had to carry the drum on my head. I was faithful when I had to walk 40 kilometers into the jungle to go do naifiji for them in the village churches I planted. I was faithful when there will be no more space inside the truck going to the bush, and I will hang on the truck just to get to where God has sent me to. There were times I had to sit on the roof of the truck holding something just to go preach to people. Maybe you don't know, my dad was a medical doctor and all his wife were nurses, including my mom. As at that time, he had the largest private hospital in our area. So if I can leave that pleasure to go to the jungle, God said, you can as well live in the US. You can as well step into every nation that has a name. And not with a begging bowl in my hand. Blessed. Blessed. God is about to change the story this morning. There's only one thing I want to do. I know we are so much here. I'll not take your time if you will help me, man of God. God said, as you lay hand on everyone, believing him for fulfillment. If we can line people up so that I won't delay your second service. Hallelujah. You're just going to line them up. Listen, if you are one of the people believing God for fulfillment, get to your house today. If you are married and your husband or wife is a believer, get some good music and do excuse me dance. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes, what am I saying? God is about to throw you a party. Hallelujah. And if you are not married, get some good handkerchief. Yes. And put in some good music and just dance, getting ready for your party. They are coming to celebrate with you. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw two people believing God to go to Canada. God said the doors are open. There is someone here, you are trying to get a scholarship for something. I don't know what the scholarship is all about. God said, I have done it. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw wedding bells. Four people are getting ready for their marriages. This celebration is awesome. Woo! There is that song. How did they sing it? The song everybody is dancing to in Nigeria now. They said, "God, God can do something." It was sung by one guy like that. They just dancing. Did you remember those things? They're dancing on it on the social media. I have not seen the God like this or something. Hey, God bless you. Listen, that's what they are going to play for us. And you are going to dance to come here. It's not, don't come doing like this. Or else, I will skip you. Because this, my hand, is for people that are ready to celebrate. If you don't dance, I'll just skip you to the next one. The musician can do that for us. Because many people here are coming to their season of fulfillment.
Hallelujah.
Listen, the word is for the whole church. It doesn't matter whether you are in the first service or in the second service. This word is for this church. It's your season of fulfillment.
Hallelujah.
And God is about to throw you a party.
Hallelujah.
Listen, if I were you, man of God, I would do a special program for praise 3 days. We would just be praising and be dancing. Because something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. This city cannot take it. Oh!